This is the Water Boys podcast presented by Crossing Broad. Hello, everybody. I'm Coach Gary, and with me, as always, Mr. Kyle Pagan. And Kyle, if you don't mind, I wrote a little song. It's about one bar. Do you mind if I sing it for you?
Give me the ditty.
Put your makeup on, do your hair up pretty, and fuck my fans you can't afford to see me. Good God. I waited in the line. I got through. And right away, $5,000 tickets. I'm like, this is ridiculous. The fact that no one could get tickets to this concert is absurd. $5,000 for a floor seat? What are you doing, Bruce?
Yeah, the everyman Bruce Springsteen, the guy who sings about blue-collar workers and walking through the streets of Philadelphia and the stone pony, he's kind of forgotten his way. I mean, the guy's worth $650 million, people. If you didn't know, he probably can't
relate to you. Do we blame him directly, though, or do we blame the venue?
Oh, yeah, because he has to opt into this dynamic pricing stuff. And this dynamic pricing stuff, which Ticketmaster did come out and say only 10, 12, 15% of tickets will be sold over $200. But the thing is, the algorithm or the website knows that these tickets are in high demand. So to offset the resellers from selling them for $5,000, $6,000 because they're in such high demand, they just charge people $5,000. Now, if you wait 2 weeks from now when it's died down and maybe there's still some tickets left, you can get those same tickets for maybe $350, maybe $400. The same thing happened to Taylor Swift in Soldier Field.
Well, who cares about that? But the one thing I'm like looking at, like I'm already on the secondary market. And look, I'm willing to spend up to $250 for one ticket
Bruce
to go.
Guy?
I am a Bruce guy. Like, he's one of those ones where I'm just a big concert guy in general, my kind of concerts, right? He's one of those few guys where, like, if I have a chance to see him knowing he's coming towards end of life, let's all be fair, he's an older gentleman.
Right.
He's one I'd want to see. Like, I'd want to go see Bruce Springsteen before it's all said and done. Like,
have you seen him before?
I've never seen him. I got into Bruce late in the game. I've always liked Bruce, but got a lot more into Bruce probably around college years. I was in Boston. He hasn't toured a ton. I didn't get to go a few years ago when he was at CBP because he did like a Wednesday night show and like I had to go to work. So it's like, what am I supposed to do here? And he didn't even play Born in the USA that night. So I would have felt cheap if he didn't play that. So that's kind of my whole thing on it. Like, it's just frustrating that it's just so hard to get. I mean, I know in the area it's going to be tough to get tickets to him. I tried for Newark as well. It didn't work out well for me. But it's just like, it's frustrating, you know?
Yeah. Big Bruce guy playing one show in New Jersey. Am I right?
Yeah. I wonder. I mean, the two nights in MSG are probably what he wanted.
One night in Brooklyn. And I guess he's
a couple days. And I think he has two shows out at USB Arena, or UBS Arena, rather.
So this dynamic pricing thing, just so I get this right for you, this is what was from Chris Willman at Variety. In the wake of an ongoing furor over dynamic pricing for Bruce Springsteen's tour, Ticketmaster took the unusual steps Sunday afternoon of releasing some statistics about costs and percentages for the dates that went on sale last week. This was last week. I forget what show it was. Downplaying the number of controversial platinum tickets, which is this dynamic pricing, with variable prices that reached as high as $5,000 apiece on the first day on sales, Ticketmaster says those represent only 11.2% of the overall tickets. That's still a lot, man. 11%?
This is where I wish we could just go back and I could just throw a 10 out the night before, wait in line, get my tickets.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to go to a box office, try and get my tickets. It's frustrating.
Yeah. I mean,
and you know what drives me insane, and I don't have any stats to prove this, a la the election. I know there's bots out there buying tickets. I know it's out there. It pisses me off. The bot thing makes me so angry. It's the reason why I have an Xbox, not a PlayStation. You just can't get them still. There's the goddamn bots.
The bots are still getting the PlayStations?
Yeah, dude. I think PlayStations and shoes are like the two things they're going after the most. And obviously concert tickets.
Yeah, Nike's getting fucked or stock.
People trying to get those SB Dunk Philly edition, right?
Those are ugly.
I thought they were kind of cool.
Really? You're going to look like an idiot if you wear them.
I think it's like one of those. If you're a season ticket holder, you go to a lot of games, you want to make them your Phillies game shoes. Yeah, for sure. Go for it. Little throwback Thursday shoe.
I can't imagine wearing them in shorts.
You're buying on the step. Yeah, they wouldn't look good in shorts. You have to go no shows. You can't have socks with them or like high white socks. You'd look like a dope.
And then if you wear long pants and you have swamp ass by the second inning.
And they're suede. That's why I don't buy suede shoes ever. Yeah. Don't buy suede shoes.
I have Nikes that have suede in the front. Dumbest decision I ever made. I can't get any dirt out. I wore them out to the bar one time. They're fucked.
No suede. I'm a big cloth shoe guy now. Just like the Roshi. I think that's what they're called. Huh. I will buy them to the day I die. Hard to find right now.
Why so? They're made from Japan?
No, they're Nike Roshis or Nike Roush or whatever they're called. They're just hard to find right now.
Oh, I always thought they were called Roshis, but they could be called Roshis.
I don't know. You know what? Someone in the comment section, tell us what it talks like.
We're not sneakerheads, I'll tell you that.
We are not. I have a pair of Air Maxes.
Hey, the one good thing about Bruce is we all got to relive the John Clark dancing.
Yeah, that was fun.
That's fun.
He was not happy when we asked him about that. Maybe we'll re-release that.
No. He wasn't real happy about that. I don't know why. He's got a tough time playing into a fun, non-serious persona, John Clark. He also, you probably don't know this, he had one of the best... This is a little inside secret for people. He doesn't like to talk about it, from what I've heard from the grapevine. He had one of the best wrestling newsletters back in like the 80s and 90s.
Oh, that's unreal.
As like a 17, 18-year-old kid. I heard this like somehow through the grapevine. I think if you search a John Clark wrestling newsletter, you can find it. And he's doing like interviews with like ECW or WWE wrestlers, like some legit ones.
I don't know why that's embarrassing.
I don't know. The guy's been successful at a bunch of things he's done.
He also doesn't like when you impersonate him either.
No, he doesn't.
You personally.
He doesn't like that.
No, he doesn't like that. He also forgot my name.
Not going to stop.
If you go back and watch the interview, he's like, all right, well, I got to go. Bye, Kyle. And Mets fan. He obviously forgot my name mid-interview. It was one
not
of
the first
more...
guy to figure out our names. I'll
no,
tell you
Lefko,
that.
He got us too, and he worked for this publication at one point. Anyway, well, let's talk about things we can afford, maybe, because rents probably due this week. Philadelphia Eagles have reported to training camp. Philadelphia Eagles, like Twitter, has just gotten completely out of hand. The hype videos, the extreme excitement over some passes with on air, in helmets only. It's all pathetic, and I wanted to get your take on it because I'm watching your boss Kevin Kincaid go out and like be satirical about it all, and I think it's hysterical. He's like, "Oh, if you can't run a slant, we're in for a tough year."
Got him.
Bobbled the pass. This is concerning. Mm-hmm. Like A1 of camp. It's just so funny how under a microscope these guys are now.
Somebody replied to Kevin that I think it was the bobbled pass from Miles Sanders. Like, oh, you know, I don't think he's the real deal. We might have to cut him. And
Kenny Gainwell, RB1.
Someone said, "Are you serious?" And he goes, "No, it's just a joke." And they were like, "Oh God, I knew I liked you." Now, if you can't tell that that's a joke on Twitter, I don't think you deserve to be able to use Twitter.
There's a lot of people who don't deserve to use Twitter.
You experienced that last week.
Oh my God. Good Lord. Shout out to whoever made that graphic.
Not even your graphic.
Not my graphics. I owe you. About $500,000 to 750,000 impressions on that. I sent you the tweet too. It was the best part. It was like profile visits, new followers, zero.
That's hard. Yeah, brutal. That's real sad when it's like no followers and your tweet kind of just gets so much interaction.
Let me see if I can't get the analytics on this tweet while I'm coming up. But I know you want to talk about some of these. It still keeps going off. Such a pain in the ass. I know you want to talk about some of these storylines as well, which is hilarious. Dude, 40 retweets, 140 quote tweets, 278 likes. Did I get ratioed?
Yeah, you did.
Ratioed? I still don't understand what a ratio is.
Nah, man, congrats on your first ratio, second ratio?
First or second.
Cool, man.
It's
500,012
impressions, 6,000 engagements, 1,400 profile visits, and zero new followers.
1,400 profile visits, and nobody gave you even a bone.
No. A lot of people thought I was a Cowboys or a Steelers fan.
Some people don't deserve to use Twitter. Exactly. Anybody with a dog profile picture, anybody with a profile picture of an athlete, and that's like maxi season or in bead season, you're not allowed to do that.
People who have the record of their team in their profile name,
not allowed.
Brutal, stupid. 0-1. Like, it has to be most depressing thing to update that every week.
Your children, like, come on, show your face. Yeah. And that's why Instagram's so much better, because everyone on there has like history. So if someone makes fun of me, I can just go make fun of their kid on their profile.
Yeah, they make those kids. But it is funny. I mean, it was spelling Twitter versus angry Eagles fan Twitter. Craziness.
No, it's not.
It's funny. I had one person like respond to somebody in there, because obviously the first thing I'm going to do is go read the mentions, because it's hilarious. I don't get ratioed often, so I want to read the mentions, right? But I'm going through them, and one guy's like, "This guy's obviously never been to Philadelphia. He can't spell it right." And then I have a guy reply, shout out listener, and he's like, "He's from Medford Lakes, so he's not really from the city. So I don't doubt that he doesn't know how to spell it." And he's like, "But he is a big Eagles fan." And I'm like, "I love this guy." So whoever you are, shout out you.
This guy thinks Medford Lakes is in fucking Lake Tahoe.
Yeah, bro. He's like, he's from Medford Lakes. I'm like, dude, I'm 30 minutes from the bridge. I'll be there in 30 minutes, pending on traffic.
This guy never had a fucking childhood nor an education. He can't spell Philadelphia. I mean, less than 20 miles. I can't spell Sacramento, I guess. I can't spell Nevada. I can't. If you don't live close to it, you can't spell it, unfortunately, I guess.
And I got, I don't know, I think she might have finally blocked me. Natalie Agonoff might have finally blocked me because they were going off about the Sixers. Like, you know, she's like, lifelong Philadelphian here. This is good for the city. And I just replied back. I'm like, hey, am I allowed to go to the games? Because we all know she safeguards the city of Philadelphia, like basically star on to Middle Earth.
Yeah, she is. And it's funny, she works at Bet Park. She's like the geofencing around like where you can bet and where you can't bet. It's like, live outside the city. Sorry, you can't be a Sixers fan. Sorry, you can't be a Phils fan. Sorry, you can't be an Eagles fan.
So I'm actually
she
not
can't be a Camden
to...
River Sharks fan, though, Gare.
She can't, and I am. Now, they knocked the stadium down.
No, they did.
But I can root for the Trenton Titans, who I believe are still real, and I guess the New Jersey Devils.
Well, the Trenton Thunder, too, right?
Yeah, they're still here.
Okay.
And Lakewood Blue Claws.
Is Lakewood in Jersey?
Yeah, Jersey. Oh. It's actually called the Jersey Shore Blue Claws now.
I thought the Lakewood Blue Claws were down in California. Or
no,
down
I
in
saw
Florida.
Ryan Howard play there once. We're supposed to be talking about the Eagles. And I guess technically I can root for the Jets and Giants because they play.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I could safeguard New Jersey just as hard as she said. You know what, Natalie? Next time I see you at the shore, I'm going to throw all kinds of fries on you and have the Seagulls go after you and say, get your Philadelphia-ass trash out of my state. You don't belong here.
DeJuan Wagner, I know you don't know who that is, but he's the number one player in high school for basketball. So he goes to Camden Catholic or Camden High. So you got him.
If he goes to the Sixers, can I root for him?
Nope.
Oh, so I only have him for a year.
Can root for him if he goes to Temple.
Oh, okay. So you're the gatekeeper. Did she go to Temple?
She did. Fuck.
Yeah, I think she outranks you.
Fuck.
Anyway, let's talk about some training camp stories. My favorite one already is the Jalen Reagor going with the second team the whole time so far.
Oh, really? See, you got to fill me in on anything good because I was all over the place today. I was doing some iced tea reviews. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
You got to fill me on anything good, okay?
I've seen the Miles Sanders versus Kenny Gainwell. A lot of people saying Kenny Gainwell, RB1, I hate the RB1, RB2. I just think it's so stupid. First string, second string.
Especially after last year, though. Like, it's by committee, basically.
Yeah, who gives a shit? And then we have, you know, Jack Driscoll versus Isaac Seumalo. I think that's a camp battle. Yeah, whoa. Driscoll going for some time. Seumalo gets paid. And then we also have Javon Hargrave showed up to camp last year of his contract.
Yeah.
No negotiations have taken place. Also, makes the same exact money as one Jesse Bates.
Wow.
So let's really read the tea leaves there. There's some storylines going on here.
You think
two first round
Jordan
picks?
Davis?
Forget about that.
I think they're looking at Jordan Davis being like, you know, maybe if the big hog can get in there.
Now they're going to watch Milton Williams. Milton Williams is a big name to watch this camp. A lot of people saying he's going to be the breakout star. N'Kobe Dean carrying the ice water today or the water.
Yeah,
today.
Too Stalia. Much. Yeah, not enough mango. Too much lemon.
Can you tell just by the color?
It was white on top. There was some blue, which I'm guessing is blueberry. There was red. And
I think blueberry is usually raspberry.
Okay.
I think it's usually blue raspberry, and red was probably cherry.
Yeah, because
the Swedish fish one is like crazy how much it tastes like Swedish fish.
It's insane, but you don't become, you know, rich and make billions of dollars on water ice giving away specialty flavors.
I used to be a root beer guy, but then I grew up.
That's wild.
I grew up. Yeah. I don't really like water ice that much, though.
Yeah, I feel like after college, I kind of just, you know, and also there's not a lot of Ritas around here. So.
No. Well, people always ask, when I went to Boston, people are like, what is water ice? And I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, is it Italian ice? Is it Polish ice? I'm like, pretty much.
Yeah.
But then, like, if you say that to someone who's like, you say that to Natalie, she'd probably be like, no, the chemical makeup is so different. It's water ice.
The consistency is a little different. Italian ice, Rosati's, it's a little harder.
I don't know. I'm a Leo's Yum Yum guy.
Okay.
Yum Yum is essentially Italian ice, I believe, and it tastes delicious.
Yeah.
Sometimes it hits better than ice cream, which is more refreshing.
I would agree, but I would always take ice cream over water ice. One storyline I'm looking at, how long until we start talking about Carson Strong?
Yeah. Is he battling with Gardner Minshew to be QB2?
Nobody loves a big dude in training camp more than NFL fans.
With a rocket of an arm.
Yeah.
I think.
And maybe no knee tendons.
Don't need him.
If he can stand in the pocket and just launch it, I mean, you've got the best offensive line in the NFL.
We sure do. No one's talking about Cam Jurgens either. I mean, it's obvious that he's not going to play this year, but they're talking about him playing guard instead of playing center right now.
Anyone talk about Landon Dickerson?
No one's talking about Landon Dickerson. I saw his truck today. He has like an 04 like F-350 diesel. I'm like, that's the most on-par thing I've ever seen in my life.
Bigger or smaller than Russell Wilson's?
Oh, my God. Russell Wilson's car was comically large. Did you see that tweet?
It looked like a Batmobile.
I was going to follow it up with the Batmobile thing. I got stuck doing it at work, but I had to make two jokes in one tweet because I've been in class all week for work, and I was like, is he compensating for something? This is comically large because it was one of the largest truck I've ever seen. I don't even know who makes that. No. Wayne Enterprises?
That's customs.
Wayne Enterprises has to make that.
He was in Gotham before training camp, and the tire on top. It's like, Russ, you can't get up there.
Dude, he might be over the league. Like, he might be taller than a tractor trailer, the legal height to get underneath an overpass.
So thank you. So sometimes where it's like, hey, you know, you go on a bridge, it's like, hey, 5 ton or more can't go on this bridge. Like, does Russ have to get off at the bridge?
Do you think he's pandering to Denver? But do you think the people of Colorado, now I feel like Colorado's scheme has changed. First legalized place to have marijuana, right? Maybe they're a little bit more of a hippie vibe. A lot of Subarus going on out in Colorado nowadays. Maybe he's trying to bring back the banquet beer Colorado, where they're out there just driving trucks that get 3 miles to a gallon and look like you could fight the Joker at night.
So the Denver is that's a great point. But outside of Denver, it's just all mountains and ranches and everything. Like I went out there one time. The guy had a Toyota Tundra, like a custom Toyota Tundra. Like those guys don't mess around. Diesel F-150s, F-250s, F-350s, as big as a truck you can get. You know, the two wheels sometimes when you're driving those guys on the highway, scared that you're going to hit one of them.
Yeah. Do you think they have more fake scrotums per capita than any other place in the country? Would you put Colorado in that ranking? The people that hold the nut sacks, you're also one of the biggest losers if you do that. If you put nut sack on your car, you're a loser.
Oh, truck nuts.
Yeah, you've never seen truck nuts.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, truck nuts.
The truck nut. Do you think Colorado would be even top five in those?
I don't think so. Colorado.
I feel like New Jersey might
nut.
Be top one.
Really? There's a lot.
Any guy who's from South Jersey who like isn't from like the main like not from Cherry Hill, so like. The 3% of us, they're like, oh, truck nuts.
I feel like Landon Dickerson has some truck nuts.
No, I think he's smart enough to not do truck nuts.
But maybe back truck in nuts, college, I think Alabama's probably a big truck nut place. I think Tennessee is probably a big truck nuts place.
Yeah. I think there's like a
they're truck uteruses.
I think, that's fair. I feel like the truck nuts, there has to be like a prerequisite. It's like you have to have at least a kid, most likely a daughter. You have to be an NRA paying member, and you most likely have to be divorced.
Can't be under 170 pounds either.
No.
I feel like truck nut people.
Or if you're under 170 pounds, you exclusively wear camo and sunglasses.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
And have like a very scraggly looking beard. If I get a truck, I'll put truck nuts on. Just to
promise?
I just want to see what happens.
That'd be awesome.
Like a Ford Maverick.
Dude, like someone in your HOA would call the cops.
I don't have an HOA.
Well, whatever that stupid country club.
It's the colony club, first of all, and you don't have to pay into it. There's no regulations on it.
But it's like its own government, you know.
It's
Chris Christie or whoever the governor is can't
even
get into it.
Governor. What other training camp storylines do we have? I feel like we just
Britton Covey. Britton Covey, this city is going to fall in love with Britton Covey as the punt returner, kick returner, whatever he's going to be. They're going to fall in love with him.
What about the really fast wide receiver guy who
Devin Allen? He's going to burn the shit out of somebody. People are going to be like
joint practice. He's going to burn like Xavier Howard or something.
I got to talk about something that I hate.
Okay.
Someone goes, I can't believe we got this guy at wide receiver 4, and it's a video of Zach Pascal.
Uh huh.
Zach Pascal is not going to catch more than 10 balls this year.
I had the over under at 20.
I mean, what are we doing here? Have we not learned enough all these years of Greg Ward that we were like, dude, Greg Ward is the
Greg
wide
Ward's
receiver
still on the team.
He is still on the team. He's not for long. No. But Greg Ward is our wide receiver 4. They still remember Carson Wentz like chucking balls to him because he had the best hands of the Eagles.
He does have the best hands.
He hasn't done anything in 2 years, but people were like, remember that? It was like, oh, man.
Greg Ward.
By the way, how did Jordan Howard get away from us? I just found that out.
Is he on a different team?
Yeah, he just signed with somebody.
Oh, Pour one out.
That's not allowed.
No, I love Jordan Howard.
How did we not retain him?
I don't know. It makes no sense. Maybe they're trying to get away from the power running game. I don't know. Maybe Elijah Holyfield's finally ready to take a step up. You know who isn't getting any buzz? Tyree Jackson. Backup tight end. I wanted to get more buzz going on him.
Sucks that he tore his ACL in the last game of the season, so I don't even know if he's back yet. But like,
yeah, I didn't know that.
Well, you probably didn't watch the Dallas.
Who's the white guy? Who's the other white guy?
Jack Stoll.
Yeah, I'm a big Jack Stoll guy, a Nebraska alum.
So much, I forgot his name.
Yeah, I couldn't remember his name, but once you said it, it came right back.
Dude, all you got to watch is film. You don't even need to know guys' names.
Go back to Nebraska, dude. He's corn-fed, man.
Urban Meyer. God, what else? What else?
Why is Urban Meyer?
I was going to say, Nebraska? Urban Meyer didn't know anyone's name when he coached the Jaguars.
Yeah, that's fair. He also didn't know who Aaron Donald was. Did you see that leak? Mm-hmm. He's like, who's this 99 guy? I feel like he's going to give us issues. So that's Aaron Donald. He's the best defensive player in the league.
Welcome to the NFL, coach.
I'm waiting for the Jaquiski Tartt doesn't look good tweet.
Okay,
I'm looking for that. That's eventually going to come out, and the safeties will be a concern.
Forgot we signed him.
Yeah, same.
That was a late Friday news dump. I remember that when we signed
him. If I pronounced his first name right, I would like a gold star.
That was actually, you're not the greatest, you know, Hooked on Phonics. You wouldn't be, you know, an advertiser for Hooked on Phonics, but I'm very impressed.
Well, that's also why when the spelling Twitter thing happened, I'm like, I'm not surprised. I thought one day this could happen, but I didn't think it would be not my mistake.
Maybe it was all the Water Boys followers who were like, I know this guy can't talk and spell for a living.
Maybe it was all one big joke on me. You know what? Shout out the Water Boys followers. It's a big joke. I get
it. Thanks, guys. Thanks. Appreciate it. I'm trying to think. There's definitely some more storylines. Gardner Minshew selling
his van
for
$25,000. Let me tell you something. Fuck. I am so tired of this guy. Like, how has the shine not worn off on Gardner Minshew from the first time? Like, the video of him, like, fucking bro-hugging his dad for 35 minutes and being I love it. I'm just saying. Okay. It's like, how has this guy's shtick not run out yet? Like, dude, he's a mediocre quarterback. That's cool.
Because
he's Blake Bortles.
Because Eagles fans and fans in general can't separate themselves from fandom and real life, I guess, for lack of a better word.
Dude walked into the coach's office last year and asked if he could be the starter. Nick Sirianni was like, nah, go home.
What do I got to do? He's like, you can't do anything. I mean, he had a good game against the Jets.
He did.
He had a good game against the Jets.
And the bus was sweet. The bus was definitely sweet.
Bus is cool, but man, that bus got a smell.
Yeah, he doesn't look like he's the most, like, hygienic guy in the world. I'd love to hang with them. They were doing this on the 97.5 the other day. It's like, if you had to party with one Eagle, who would you pick? And I feel like, well, I'd pick AJ Brown first because he gets paid the most money. But outside of that, I think I'd pick Gardner Minshew. AJ Brown, we're having ace of spade all night. Don't care what we're doing. I know that's what's happening.
Kelsey?
Kelsey would be a lot of fun. I think that's like the popular answer. He's an Ocean Drive guy, though, and you're a Dead Dog guy. There's not a rivalry there?
We can come in the middle.
Oh, okay.
We'll meet at the poorhouse.
There you go. Who said bridges can't be mended?
Yeah, right? Am I crazy for thinking Landon Dickerson would be pretty fun?
He'd be a lot of fun. A lot of beers. A lot of Miller Lite. No, he's a guy who probably drinks Bud Heavies and throws up a lot. But I'm okay with that.
I'm trying to think who else would be fun.
Lane Johnson would be... Any of the offensive
Lane Johnson would be fun. Yeah, Lane Johnson would be a great time.
Who would be
My Lotta would be a great
fun.
Time.
Who would be the least fun?
Miles Sanders.
I actually think it would be Jalen Hurts.
True.
I think he'd be like the guy at the party who like who just sips on a drink all night out of one of the sippy straws, and he just kind of like sits there and is really cool all night. Sits on a couch,
doesn't take his shades off. It's like Jalen, it's like 11 o'clock
like,
at night.
He's time to like, take what's the shades up, off. Man? Just like, hey, we put some sweet music on or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like he just wants to hang.
Oh, Slay would be a great hang.
Slay would be a great hang. Lives in Medford, I found out.
But not Medford Lakes. So are you richer Medford than Slay? Lakes.
No. I think there's a class battle of Medford versus Medford Lakes. We're also completely surrounded by Medford.
Is he in the compound or whatever the hell
you are? No, he can't. He's not in the town. Can't join it.
Told you. Chris Christie. Darius Slay.
Sorry, Darius.
Yeah.
I do have guest passes, though, so if you want to take your kids to the lake, I got you.
Dallas Goedert would be fun to hang out with until someone just sucker punched him and then it's like, oh, fuck, now I got
to
brawl.
I don't think Dallas Goedert's a lot of fun to hang out with. I just feel like he's not a fun guy. And I'm sorry if I'm wrong. I had a vibe that he's not cool.
Got his ass kicked. That'd be kind of fun to get your ass kicked.
Who do you think would be the worst? Oh, we already did this. Who do you think would be the worst? Did you answer that? You said Miles Sanders.
Miles Sanders
would probably be on his mentions all night.
Well, I wouldn't bring my girlfriend around Fletcher Cox.
I would. Because then I would claim that baby to be mine. There's no way that's your kid. Be like, sure he is. Same Pantone.
but I love him just as much.
Yeah, I love him just as much.
Look at my boy Fletcher Jr. take down the quarterback.
Oh, man, there was a long time where Baker's name was Fletcher and Kate finally woke up to what I was doing. She finally figured out what I was. She's like, I know what you're doing. I'm like, what? And somehow I snuck Baker right past her.
Right past the goal. Hey, he had an underthrow today, interception.
Did he? Didn't. I haven't been following camp Twitter for the Panthers yet. I'll make sure I do that tomorrow.
Did you see Jerry Jones got already had to apologize?
Yeah, dropped the midget live on people.
Can't be doing that. But he's 80 years old. Like, you think that guy knows that midget is the wrong word? You think the guy knows that half the slurs he probably says in private are the wrong ones?
Let me ask you something. I feel like I need a statement from Peter Dinklage. I feel like if he would just put out a statement and say, is it okay, is it not okay, I'll know what to do. Because I know a lot of people will say it's just not okay to say midget, and maybe that's the truth. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think, is it little people's the correct politically correct thing?
I just think, yeah, it is. And I just think little people.
I feel like
people
that's more just demeaning.
Ugh.
Oh, look at that little person. That's a little person. There.
Like, no. That's a, oh, I'm a little midget person. Or a dwarf. Like, I love like the dwarves. The seven dwarves, besides Grumpy, he was an asshole. But, like, the dwarves were awesome.
He came in, comes through in the end, though. He's loyal.
Sleepy was always high.
Was always high. Doc was kind of a dick.
Yeah.
Very high standard.
You would think he would have a better bedside manner.
I don't know. I haven't seen Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs in years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like dwarves are, maybe the implication is that it's also
a terrible
like
name too. That makes you think of Lord of the Rings.
I see how midget could be mean. It sounds like a mean word.
I'm not saying midget's a good one, but I'm just saying, like, hey, like, could we find maybe another one? Like,
people, I think little person is a demeaning thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like
when you say, like, that's a little person over there, like, ooh, damn, that kind of hurt. That kind of cut.
Like, I feel like I could call, like, I feel like I could just, like, one day be like, Kyle Scott, he's a little person.
Yeah, and then I don't think Kyle Scott would ever like you again.
Yeah. And I think he'd be like, who the fuck's this guy? Now I'm definitely not going on his podcast.
He definitely turned us down. He definitely turned us down.
Yeah, that was bullshit. I don't work for you, Kyle. I'll go right here and say that was bullshit.
That was bullshit. You defended
check.
Him.
I'll defend you.
I think you defended
to
him.
The day. Did I? I don't know. Anyway, the problem with training camp is you had a point on this because you said you wouldn't talk about it before. You actually were like, no, we're going live because we want to talk about this. It has something to do with the coverage and the people's like outstanding like need of this. Like, where are you at? Because it is pathetic. Also, I want to apologize to Elliot Shore Parks at some point.
You want to do it right now?
Yeah, I'll apologize. He's been on the radio all week this week. And like, I think he was kind of the starter of this whole like, oh, I'm going to chart training camp and put it out there. He's a little bit of a nerd. I feel like he's kind of coming into his own lately. He's not as hateable.
I've liked him on the radio. Every time I don't listen to it a lot. Whenever I listen to it.
Him and Ike have had just great football conversation, talking about positioning and play. Elliot Shore Parks, I'm sorry for all the mean things I've said to you. I still think you're a little bit of a douche, but I think that's like okay because you're a journalist. I think all journalists are a little bit of a douche.
I'm not going to go as far to say I apologize. I have met Elliot in person twice. Very nice guy. Very nice to me.
Did he know who you were?
Yeah.
Ah.
I think so.
That's the guy who makes fun of me all the time.
The face. Definitely didn't know the name. Face, they got
him. He was like, that's the guy on Twitter that says mean things.
That's the guy on Twitter that says mean things to people, to drunk Eagles fans. It's still the bit sucks. The bit sucks. It just sucks. And I'm not a Carson Wentz guy anymore, but like it hurt. That you drew a line in the sand, and I wanted him to be my guy.
The whole city.
Yeah. But, you know, he was him and my boy Gilio. They were
Are those checks clearing, by the way?
Checks are clearing. Man.
Do you have proof on that?
Yeah, I actually got to update that tweet.
Okay.
I'm probably about 3 months behind, but it's auto paid. So.
Except for the last 3 months.
Would you imagine that?
Did that No Kid Hungry thing, I accidentally hit recurring payments. It took months for them to stop taking money from me. Yeah. And I was like, I am so sorry, but I cannot afford to feed these children anymore. Got to feed my children. I felt so bad. I sent multiple emails, and at one point I was like, you need to stop debiting my account, please. It was every 2 weeks they were taking $25, and I like, it's not like it's a ton of money, but I'm like, guys, like, so this is $50 a month. I need to put this towards formula. I got kids.
The, I know, the cleft. I don't want to call them the cleft people, but I don't know the name of who I'm giving
Operation
to.
Smile.
Operation Smile. Operation Smile called me and asked if I have donate more. And I was like, guys, you're getting it. You're just getting it 50 weeks, 50 months
You got
later.
5K coming your way. Yeah, I'm going to need – you going to write that off?
I guess I could.
I wrote off the No Kid Hungry thing because I donated way more than I wanted to.
I guess I could. Yeah, I guess I could. I could do it. That's going to be one by like one day. I'm going to be like 65, and my accountant's going to be doing my taxes. He's like, "What is Operation Smile?" And I'm just going to forget
kids.
About it.
You saved kids.
I've donated literally tens and tens of thousands. I'm going to get a gold star from Operation Smile. I better get a fucking plaque if I'm still donating 65. What are we talking about?
We were talking about Elliott Shore Parks, but you also had take on how much you hate the takes out of camp already.
So I just think you should open it up. I think camp needs to be opened up.
This is what you were saying. You want open practices back.
Yes, I want open practices because I don't think it's always great having to rely on these guys for things that they see that you might not see. Or, I think it would just kind of temper down the Jalen throws a post pattern to a wide open A.J. Brown and we're freaking out because it's like – this little bit of taste of Eagles that we got. And I know we've been waiting all off season. But you check the only one who does the Packers. Ooh. They do their, what was that?
I just burped. I was trying not to make a noise. And I just went,
I said Packers. And you went, like, I feel like you just saw a picture of Aaron Rodgers coming in as Cameron Poe.
He did look hot.
They're the only ones who release their balance sheet because they're a publicly traded company and stuff. Uh-huh. They made like $300 million in like profit. Like,
it's a debit card. I mean, it's a debit. It's an ATM machine. They just make money.
It's the NFL. If you can't tell me that like Jeffrey Lurie can't build on to NovaCare Complex, I'm going to call you crazy. You could buy FDR Park. You could buy whatever neighborhood is right down the street. You could buy a bunch of stuff. Like, you could expand that. And the thing is, today they had season ticket holders there. Mm-hmm. Someone commented underneath the one of Crosby Broad's posts, goes, "I'm a season ticket holder. What do I need to do to get there?"
I would love to do that. Let me play a little devil's advocate on the open practice thing. One, you'd have to send them back to Lehigh. Here's the problem. They practice for 58 minutes a
day. Why would they? Well, they could do Westchester.
Okay, fine. You could send them to some local college. They only practice for 58 minutes a day. So these when they were at Lehigh, we went almost every year. You go for like 2 days to get a hotel. You know how much football you got to watch? Because it was two practices, full practices. You had like 4 hours of football.
Yeah.
And you were like right up on them. It was awesome. Did you ever get to go?
Yeah. Went all the time.
It was the coolest thing they did. And I understand, like, I think there's a couple different versions of the way you want to think about this, right? One, they don't practice as long, so it's not a full day event anymore for people. And two, when they're in Lehigh, and I hate to be the boomer on the podcast, everyone didn't have such accessibility to being able to put videos out there. So maybe it's a little bit of protection of what they're doing all day, because you know for a fact, if they opened up to, let's say, 10,000 fans a day, 9,000 will have their phone out videotaping it and putting it on the internet. And it only, maybe another team catches on. Maybe the Patriots are already doing it. I don't know. But it's like, I think there's a little bit of a gamesmanship to it. I think what we're getting robbed of as NFL fans is the preseason. It's going away, and it's going away quickly. I'm assuming Jalen Hurts just won't play this year.
We're down to three games, right?
Yeah, we're down to three games, and it's like they don't even play anymore. One game's on Sunday at 1:00. It's like a dress rehearsal, so really? I'm going to have to like practice something drinking. Yeah, because I'll pull it up the schedule here, because it's absurd. Like, they have a Sunday afternoon game for preseason. I think it's against the Dolphins.
Oh, that's the one down in Miami that they're doing the joint practice with. Be a lot of sweaty beats down there. I can't wait for those
preseason
pictures.
Football. Sunday, 1 p.m., Eagles at Browns. Sunday the 21st, a 1 p.m. game.
I think I'm busy that day.
My mom just texted me if I wanted to go to the Phillies game because they're playing the Mets that day. Can't do that. I got preseason, babe.
But I think that adds to my point where it's like preseason's going away. So like, they have these couple of joint practices, don't get me wrong, but there's still practices that are open to the public in the NFL. I'm pretty sure the Cowboys still do it. I think the Steelers still do it.
it's probably cheaper than Modern Athlete. They don't want to go. Like, I'm sure I'm not sitting here defending it because I would love for it to come back. I mean, the merch tent was the greatest thing in the world.
I mean, we got the shittiest passes for autographs, but we still loved our Coy Detmer footballs.
I had a Timmy Chang football,
a Reno Mahe football.
Yeah, Reno Mahe. Who was Marcus Ware? Remember him?
No,
he signed one of my balls.
That's awesome.
My literal testicle.
but then you would go to the parking lot and you would hope, like, you know, Broderick Bunkley stopped or Sean Patterson stopped or Donovan McNabb, Mike Patterson stopped or Donovan McNabb stopped.
Donovan McNabb's not stopping.
No chance.
These guys hit foot floored to get to the downtown Lehigh local beer distributor.
Dude, you know what? Congratulations on getting through that one. I know that was twisting you up a little bit.
That was really, I didn't know where I was going with that joke at all.
But like, open these practices up because it just, it's becoming comedic. The 20 beat reporter tweets. I mean, I love that Nick Sirianni wore the shirt today. Fucking amazing.
Yeah, were you not prepared for that today?
Hell no, man. I thought that was a one and done kind of thing. Shout out to Mrs. Sirianni. So I tweeted this. Shout out to Mrs. Sirianni for keeping it dry cleaned, and shout out for keeping Nick lean over a year. That's not easy, man.
You know what's even cooler? You know he's worn that shirt at home just as like, maybe that's just one of those shirts that he puts in the, you know, I have two drawers of t-shirts that I wear around the house, and then t-shirts that I'll wear out because I don't really throw a collar on much. Mm-hmm. But like, maybe that's an around the house t-shirt. And he's like, you know what? I'm breaking this one back out.
Dude, that's awesome. Like, Nick Sirianni was watching like Bubble Guppies or Peppa Pig or Netflix in my shirt. That's pretty cool to think about.
It is cool. I mean, he's just bumming around the house in your shirt.
That's pretty awesome. And a lot of other novelty tees.
Let's see if we can't get him another shirt.
Yeah, we'll have to figure something out. If anyone has any ideas on like,
I think we got to do a Jordan Davis, big green monster guy.
I know. You told me that. I don't know. I think we need a bit because that came off of a bit from the Rents Due thing because it was just him saying Rents Due every week and then his picture of him in the offseason with the Pit Viper. So that made a lot of sense. Green Monster
just sent a picture.
Green Monster's not terrible though.
What if we just send him a picture of Fletcher Cox on a t-shirt that says Mr. Steal Your Girl?
Think you have to research that one? Or do you think they've talked about that before?
Oh, I don't know. Ask Jimmy Kemsky.
Yeah, I think everyone kind of has a thought or a knowledge of everybody's past or the good and the bad things they've done. But do you have any more points on opening practice? I really do. I like a lot of times, you know, I would truly believe they should open practice back up.
I would like open practice to come back. I understand why they don't do it. And to be honest with you, I don't have the time right now to go.
They can go into the bubble, though. That indoor facility they have? They can go into the bubble.
Yeah,
if you keep it open for an hour.
You know how much money they would make, too? Because they would sell out like that.
Exactly.
They could sell tickets. And if they did it for a reasonable price, $10.
You could live stream for $4.99. You'd find people who would buy that.
Because you had to pay to go to Lehigh, right? I think you had to pay to get in.
I think it was all free.
Oh, I thought you had to pay to get in.
No, I think it was all free.
Maybe you're right. I don't know. But
I mean, just think of these people who don't ever get to come to or get to see the Eagles.
But it's also
preseason
like,
used to be it.
And you also got to think about it. Major League Baseball basically has a monopoly on the preseason now because people plan trips to go see preseason baseball. Like, this was a trip. It wasn't even like you had to pay money. It was a hotel in Lehigh, which for that week probably cost you $150 a night nowadays. Not back then, maybe $90. You 2 days out there, you see some Eagles crap. You infuse the economy of Lehigh when there's 7 restaurants that they have. It's great.
Dude. You're speaking to the choir. You know what? We should schedule something. Everybody brings a ladder, and we just line the NovaCare complex around the trees.
I'm going to need people to only bring little giants because they can be a 4 foot, 6 foot, 8 foot, 10 foot, or 12 foot. I think you're going to need a lot of 12 foots, and they come apart, so you could build platforms. We could get get scaffolding set up out there with little giants.
I mean, if we could get something where we just all get ladders on like a Saturday practice and you just see hundreds of Eagles fans lined around the trees watching. Can't kick us all out, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, how quickly do the cops come down though?
What are they going to do? Get the hell out of here because you guys are sitting on a sidewalk looking over hedges?
We'll just claim we're homeless.
True.
You can't move me, I'm homeless.
an encampment. We'll do the encampment. Yeah, they had one down by Whole Foods in on 20th Street for 6 months until the mayor came down and negotiated something with the guys. Perfect. We'll negotiate something. build on another.
The mayor literally have to go down and negotiate with the homeless. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you guys want? Change. Okay, let's get you some change. Get these guys a shitload of nickels.
Get to a coin star.
Somebody. Is there a star market around? Let's hook these guys up. Yeah. You have anything else on the Eagles? I'm excited. Where's your vibe at?
The vibes are bad, man.
You're not in yet?
We're too happy.
Yeah. I was thinking about this today. I feel like everyone's so jacked up about the offseason that I'm ready for a letdown.
Yeah, I'm really ready for a letdown. It all comes to the most important position on the field, the quarterback. And
I'm afraid they're gonna lose to Detroit.
Do you see they're doing up downs today?
Oh, I mean, Dan Campbell's biting kneecaps off, guys. He's got the boys buzzing up there. Yeah. That team might not be better than you, but they're like the 1980 Olympic hockey team. The legs feed the wolf up there. They're not an easy beat up there. Especially going to Detroit, all 12 fans will be there. Oh, if they make it through the parking lot. I mean, yeah. Come on.
I'll tell you what, if I was a millionaire, and this says a lot about me, and you made me do burpees the first day of camp, I'm walking off that field.
Yeah, burpees are tough.
Yeah, burpees suck.
Burpees are tough. Yeah. I could also...
High school ended 4 years ago, coach.
I remember people talking about... They're saying today, it's like, oh, these guys don't even work hard in practice anymore. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like... I was like, my senior year of high school, when my coach was like, go do up-downs, I was like, fuck off. Obviously, I did it because I had no like leg to stand on, but imagine 4 more years of college football, and then like now you're a millionaire, you make more than the guy who's telling you to do up-downs. I'd be like, hey, buddy, how about you do some up-down? I'm going to go over there and detail my car. Or if I'm Russell Wilson, I'd be like, look, I need to do these up-downs because I need to hit all the incentives in my contract just to afford the gas in the Batmobile. Thing probably runs on jet fuel.
How about the Kyler Murray contract?
I didn't. What was the clause that it's like you have to try?
You kind of, yeah, kind of was like you have to try to be like an elite quarterback, and be a real like
it more
guy
or less
with a 9
said,
to 5.
Like he wasn't preparing.
No, they're like you have to have 4 hours. Here's $230 million, but you have to do 4 hours of prep a night up until game day during the season.
And what does he have, like a timer on his iPad or something?
Probably have some, like, they had to probably download software.
What is this? Like, when I played in the NCAA, if you didn't have over a certain grade point average, you had to go check into study hall for an amount of times a week. Yep. That's probably what it is. He's like, no, you have to go check into the facility and sit in the classroom. So half the time, I'd just be on Twitter.
Supposedly, he would just be playing video games or checking the internet. Like, he can't play video games. He can't check the internet. Like, he can't do any of this stuff. Like, I don't know how you're going to enforce it.
But it's kind of the modern athlete versus being the modern athlete is the funniest rivalry of all time.
And he snitched himself out because he gave that Wall Street Journal article interview last year where he said, like, he doesn't prep outside because he's just so used to being. Being able to beat everybody. Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if that's like the route a lot of these major college quarterbacks now. Like, you think Baker's doing a ton of time looking at stuff? Think Lamar? You know what? I think Baker and Lamar do try. I think
Had that whole thing where it was like the week that he got COVID that he ended up actually playing. They sent him the game plan. He didn't even look at the game plan. He played 10 hours of Call of Duty or Halo.
Good for him, dude. If I was sick, I'd mail it in too.
Like, I mean, you know what? Like, the more things like we kind of get to know about these guys is the more they're kind of just like us.
They're just humans.
They have millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Like I come home and don't want to like do crossing broadcast prep. I'd rather go watch Netflix or something like
dude,
that.
Dude, I come home and I don't even want to put my kid to bed. I'm like, can you just magically do it? I just want to sit down. Like it's exactly.
Yeah. Like, could you imagine going through a grueling practice, 5-6 hours of not study hall, but like, you know,
meetings.
Meetings,
they do a lot of meetings. The game's won in the meeting room nowadays, Kyle.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, quarterbacks do tight ends. They do wide receiver meetings. They do running back meetings. They do offensive line meetings sometimes.
Clay Harbor. He was telling you all about what Nick Foles did. He's like, you're not even going to play, man. Had to know those coverages.
Yeah, you have to be a certain breed to be the guys. Like, a Tom Brady guy is insane to me.
Peyton Manning stuff. Like, it's insane. You read the stuff.
like you want to be the best at something, like that's what you have to do. You have to be able to achieve what those guys did in your line of work. Is it's just insane. It's superhuman.
I go back to this all the time. Like, can you like sit there and think of like one of the greatest, like has Tom Brady ever thrown a pass where you're like, good Lord, that was an incredible pass? Or do you think he's just so overprepared and so like dedicated to what he does that he just wills himself to be better than everybody else?
There's a lot of passes.
I know there's a lot of good passes, but like one where you're like, holy shit, like, you know, the Mahomes no looks stuff and then it all goes crazy. How many times has Tom Brady gone like viral on Twitter for a throw where he feeds it in somewhere? I feel like a lot of times he's hitting the guy because he's open, because he's prepared.
I mean, imagine 12 years of his life was like no internet.
I know. I'm just saying, like, I feel like there's something to be said there, and there's a Tom Brady comparison where it's like maybe he's not the most physically gifted guy in the world, but he's so over prepared and
there's a lot of third down out routes that he hits. Yeah. And wheel routes. I mean, he was the king of the wheel route.
I've said it for years. I've never seen a guy complete more passes over the middle with no one near him.
It's also
like,
true.
And
also
it's
true.
Not, I'm not like saying like it's his fault. It's like, I think like he just had the mastery of the offense and people fit into it. It was a beautiful system.
And he knows what to do with the line to get guys to shift over.
Videos coming out of him like taking the snap, faking the handoff, and telling the guy the coverage. I'm like, that's impressive in itself to be able to process that quick. He's telling Leonard Fournette, he's like, cover two. And Leonard Fournette's like, all right, I'm just going to sit down and catch the ball. Mm-hmm. He made a living doing it, and he's greatest quarterback of all time for a reason, right?
Yep. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it's the hardest position in sports for a reason. And if you can master it, you're just on a whole nother level.
It's just incredible what he's been able to do. The fact that he's like 40-some years old is even more incredible. quickly, I want to transition over to baseball. One baseball team, Phillies, not doing so hot right now. Did they win today? I didn't say.
Didn't watch, but they won.
Huge. Okay, I'm rooting for the Phillies this week. I need the Braves to cool their jets. And then I just wanted to give a quick take on the Subway Series. I need playoff baseball back in the worst way, because it's a playoff atmosphere at Citi Field right now. Last night was electric. Yankees come out, hit back-to-back home runs. They're up 2-0. Mets hit two home runs in the bottom of the first. It's 4-2. They never give it back. It was just a great run. Yeah, the trumpets came on.
Trumpets are great.
I just look, the Subway Series, there's something about it. It's unreal. Yeah. And we get another one at Yankee Stadium, which is going to be great.
So when your kid grows up and his favorite player is Pete Alonso, are you just going to talk about like his two home run derby titles?
No, I think we're watching the World Series preview right now.
Come on, my knee, little boy. Let me tell you, let's watch the two home run derbies. That things, I mean,
or the fact that he took the RBI run, the title back from Aaron Judge in a single night. He tied it. Then the next inning, he didn't have it.
Has he got the most RBIs?
He does. He has like 89 RBIs or something like that already.
Shit, Pete.
He's in a legitimate like MVP conversation this year.
He's a slap hitter? He's got a lot of home runs.
He got a lot of doubles, a lot of home runs. I think he's like sixth or seventh in the league in home runs. A lot of doubles, though.
Nice.
And he hits under pressure, which is crazy. I mean, the problem is he's that guy everyone knows who was just, you know, he really gets in the zone. I mean, the videos of him during the home run derby were hilarious. Yeah, like the deadlifting thing, so funny. He's just a meathead.
He is.
He's a goofball. He's a goofball.
Yeah, and you know what? If he was on the Phillies, he would be one of the funniest things in the world. He'd be my goofball too.
I feel like he has Bryce Harper vibes, early Bryce Harper, just not a dick, just a
Rhys Hoskins vibes.
That's fair. Yeah. Well, he won't be a Philly next year anyway.
Nah. Well, unless arbitration. Yeah.
That's fair. But anyway, so I just wanted to say Subway Series is unreal. I don't know what's going on right now. I didn't turn it on because I would be distracted the whole time. So it's the sacrifices I make for this podcast.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Well, then let's wrap it up and do our top five.
Yeah, let's do top five. Let's talk about this. The Klondike has officially discontinued the Choco Taco. And there was outrage on Twitter, and now it's creating basically the COVID toilet paper scare. People are going out there buying Choco Tacos. Now, before we do our top five of the best novelty ice creams you can get, is this just a marketing ploy by Klondike to wait 6 months and be like, the Choco Taco's back?
Yeah, we heard you. You know, you made a rustling.
Is the Choco Taco the new chicken fries?
The new McRib.
Yeah, the McRib. Limited edition.
Yeah. So, maybe let's do a limited edition Choco Taco.
Only comes out on Tuesdays.
Hey, if I had more than five Choco Tacos, I couldn't tell you.
Really?
I don't know why I never got into the Choco Taco.
Bottom the fourth.
It looks like it was awesome. I mean, chocolate on the top, waffle cone, ice cream in the middle. Like
the waffle cone was basically the drumstick cone. It was still good. It was good. I was upset and I haven't had Choco Taco in years, but like if someone was like, hey, I got a box of Choco Tacos, it got hard real fast. I'm like, hell yeah, I'll have a Choco Taco. They're good. But anyway, let's do the top five chocolate or the top five ice cream novelties you could get. We're saying from an ice cream, you know, ice cream truck man, that's what we call him. Ice cream man, ice cream truck, the guy who rings the bell at Sea Isle. Do they have
fudgy wudgy guy?
The fudgy wudgy guy.
Yeah, they take Venmo now.
Oh, that's huge. Yeah. It's big for your boy. ATMs only. Little inside joke.
We stop it.
Yeah. anyway, I feel like I went second last time, so I'll go first this time. Do we want to do an agreement that the Chipwich is probably just number one? We can both have it.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll take the Chipwich off the board. I'm five. I'm coming in with the standard ice cream sandwich.
Oh, it's a great pick.
The standard ice cream sandwich is fantastic. The classic vanilla with chocolate. I bought a 20 pack from ShopRite.
And I'd be done in 2 days.
Dude, they're 150 calories. You can bang one out. They're delicious. Also, I want to know what that cookie is, because I would buy that cookie on its own. Whatever the cookie is.
The brown surrounding? Yeah,
whatever that brown thing is.
I don't know what it is.
What is it? It's like the thing that's in ice cream cake. It's just so good.
Yeah.
And it's only found in one place. How is someone not cornered the market on that?
I don't know.
The ice cream sandwich has.
Yeah. It is. Is it crazy to think it's better than the ice cream itself?
Oh, it is, because the ice cream is usually not high quality. It's pretty generic ice cream in there.
Yeah.
But the ice cream sandwich is just very good. It's you know what it is? It's the Chase Utley of ice of chocolate ice cream novelties.
Dude,
I can't say things.
That's big of you.
Yeah, you know he's going to be there every night and most likely give you a double.
That's awesome, man. That's not really big of you. I'm happy you said that.
I can pander.
That's really nice of you. My first one is Ninja Turtle ice cream. Ninja Turtle stick of ice cream. So the Ninja Turtle with the gumball eyes.
Okay. That's a good one. They're all good. Do you want to take all of those? You can just have that whole subsection.
I'll take SpongeBob. I'll take the Powderpuff Girl. I'll take Scooby and Sonic.
What about Batman? The pink baseball glove with the baseball gumball in the middle. Do you remember that?
Oh, that was a good one.
That was a good one. Ice cream trucks are... God, they just need to come back.
They're here. They're still here, man. You should know that more than anyone.
We don't have them. From what I understand, I got a little inside information. They have to get a special license to go in Medford Lakes. It's too much money, so they don't come. They make a killing here.
Not part of the colony.
Not part of the colony, man. Them and Darius Slay can't go on our lakes.
Or Chris Christie.
Yeah. Well, we might let him in.
That's true.
We have a couple bridges that we might need to control.
Yeah, he's just shutting down bodies of water and going on himself.
The next one I have is the strawberry eclair thing.
Okay.
You ever have that? Like the strawberry shortcake? Those are good.
It's good. It's good.
Those are good.
It's not great. I would have put it in my two hole. But
I would take it. Well, I'm not going 1-5. I'm going 5-1.
You're going 5-1? What, you don't think I'm going to take any of your number ones?
I play the most dangerous game with you.
That is true. You really do. You're really good at that.
But
I'm trying to find one.
Chipwich is my one, but I think we could just agree that it's so good that it's impossible to beat. So either one of us having it would be unfair.
There's this cookie and cream, like, cup that I'm trying to find
on McFlurry?
Google Images. No, but it's cookies and cream in a cup. It's just so good, and that's what I'm going to take. Cookies and cream in a cup. If anyone is listening to this and could tell me what it is on Twitter, that would be great. I haven't had that in forever. That was the best.
All right. Let me know if you remember these. The two-ball double screwball.
You motherfucker.
They were the best because originally
you played Dangerous Game.
The single ball came out at one point, and then the next year was two-ball double screwball, and you're like, oh, two gumballs, unreal. Cherry flavor, you got that little wooden stick that gave you splinters. It was the best.
Yep.
You can't beat the two-ball double screwball.
Oh, so I found it. The chill cookies and cream.
Okay. Do you think they still make double screwballs?
I don't think they make double anymore because of inflation. I think it's only one screwball now.
9%. You got to cut something out. Double screwball.
This one is just a classic. It's America. The bomb pop.
Oh, I had that next. That's a good pick.
Dude, you get cherry. It's sweet. It's savory. You get lemon. Ooh, a little soury.
A little soury.
Yeah, dry you out a little bit. And then you go for the blue raspberry. And it's basically going Kyle Schwarber to Bryce Harper, 1-2-3. Bryce Harper comes and cleans it up because Nick Castellanos would strike out.
Yeah, because you're saying the lemon's the strikeout?
No. I'm saying it goes Kyle Schwarber, the red, Rhys Hoskins moving the runner and a lemon. And then the blue is just Bryce Harper clearing the bases.
That's good Phillies knowledge out of you. Thank you. I had the bomb pop on there. I subbed that in for Chip, which when we agreed that we'd make it number one. I don't know if you'll remember these wrestling bars.
Yep.
Did you have wrestling bars?
Wasn't a huge fan. Didn't love that the whole person was on the bar. I think it kind of skeezed me out a little bit.
Yeah, but they were good. And you got the card with them. You got the wrestling card with them, which made it even better. So wrestling bars were sweet. I didn't even like wrestling. I just knew I needed the card.
Yeah, you weren't a big wrestling guy, which is
no, shocking. I wasn't. My dad wouldn't let me watch it.
Oh, well, that
I could watch South Park, but I couldn't watch wrestling for some reason.
God forbid. Man. I always went back to the same thing. This was only around for a little bit. Do you remember the shots where
they were like push pops? They're like push pops, but they're frozen.
But no, they were like little soury popsicle balls, and you just open the top up and just pour them into your mouth.
I do remember they were almost like Dippin' Dots, but they were popsicle versions. Mm-hmm. Dippin' Dots, future ice cream of the future.
That's what they say.
Them and lacrosse.
Still waiting.
Take over the world someday. My last one is just the classic rainbow snow cone that you could get. It wasn't great, but it was good.
No, that was your number refreshing. One?
It wasn't my number one. I went out of order when I gave Chipwich away to be the GOAT no matter what. And then when you took Bomb Pop, I should have put Two Ball Double Screwball One.
See, this is what happens when you play Dangerous Game.
Yeah, I play Dangerous Game with you, man.
You fucked yourself. You wanted Russell Wilson. You had to settle for Nick Foles.
Same Super Bowl, same amount of Super Bowls.
Now, but not as lot of long, not as much.
And
as
now
longevity.
You're stuck with a massive truck. You can't afford that gas. You already mentioned inflation.
Yeah, but I'm not paying for it as the owner of the team. Russ has got to pay for that. But I guess then again, the contracts and stuff. You know, he's gonna need. Yeah, how much of the contract was like, hey man, I got to pay for this car.
I got to pay for the gas in this.
Yeah. So I got last one.
Yeah.
I hate this draft. I fucked up this draft.
I feel like you were just unprepared. You came in unprepared.
Yeah, I came in unprepared. God, am I really going to go push pop?
You can't go push pop. I can give you a few. Now, see, you got the whole like popsicle realm of characters, which is a pretty big win for you because you probably could have just done all characters because, let's be fair, the Powderpuff Girl ones was good. The South Park one, the SpongeBob one was good. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle was good. Baseball glove was good. I'm sure there was a Pikachu at some point. That was probably good.
Hey, what about a good fudgesicle? Just a nice fudgesicle. Just a real nice fudgesicle.
I'd rather have a
I used a deep throat fudgesicle.
Who didn't? Who didn't? So for
and that thing was almost done by the time I was. I used to
tell me you haven't deep throat the bomb pop. Come on.
That
you get all three flavors together.
Listen, if you were deep throating bomb pops, good for you. I didn't have the. I had a gag reflex.
Oh, yeah, me too. The screwball is a type of frozen confection that first appeared in the 1970s.
We gotta find out what the end of the Klondike bar is.
What do you mean?
What they're made? Oh no, the ice cream sandwich.
That's a fair point.
We got to find out what...
Screwball ice cream. The two-ball screwballs is a brand name in the United States registered trademark. A screwball containing two gumballs. The original flavor was cherry, but it has also been produced in multiple flavor twists, lemon and blue raspberry. As with all screwballs, the shape is the cone and the gumballs are at the bottom. I can't find them for sale. Two ball, screwball, cherry.
So it's a
documentary about them?
Holy shit.
And a documentary about that screwball. No, it's a whole wait, Kyle.
Huh.
I don't think we can buy these. Blue Bunny novelties. We had to talk to Blue Bear. Kyle, I found a website where it has all the old stuff on it.
And you buy it all? Is two ball screwballs not around anymore?
I don't think you can buy it, but it has like the references. They have the big Napoleon sandwich. Here's the bubblegum snow cone.
Say that again.
Napoleon.
Yeah. Yeah. Nailed it.
Here's the characters that they had. They had Batman, Captain America, Beast Boy from Teen Titans, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, Tweety Bird. That was a big miss. At one point, I guess they had an Angry Bird one. Sonic was one. The Powder Puff Girls. They had a Looney Tunes. Screamers. Kyle, I found it. It's called Screamers Cookies and Cream.
Yes, the Screamers.
Yeah, I found it.
Blue Dude, that was my go-to every single time. The Screamers was amazing. I don't know if I you can find
it. Do I have the ability to share my screen? Oh, Kyle. Screen two. Working on double screens here, guys. No big deal. Look at this. Look at this website I found. Can you see the website?
I can.
Is that it right there?
Yeah, the Screamers.
Yeah, that's it. Look at that.
Wow.
Good for us. Here's the Screwball. Now, you got to go with the cherry one. That was the popular one. Do you remember these Frozo fruits? They used to sell them at the gymnastics place where my sister went.
Nope.
Had real fruit in it. Things sucked.
With preservatives.
And then here's the bubblegum snowball cone.
Ugh.
They were good. They were good.
I found out what the ice cream sandwich is made of.
Uh-huh.
Swiss roll.
Oh, makes sense.
Like, yeah, Swiss rolls. I think you can get that little tasty
Debbie?
Cake. Yeah,
I thought it was a little Debbie.
Maybe it's a little Debbie. Everything's a tasty cake to me.
That's fair.
Everything's made by tasty cake. That's any like that's pastry in a gas station.
Can you name another one not named Tasty Cake or Little Debbie's?
Zoo. Isn't there a Zoo Cake, or is that just a brand?
No, I'm saying like a brand.
Blue Bunny.
That's ice cream though.
Hostess.
Oh, good job. Hostess is one. I think there's one called Drake's as well, too. Okay. I think Drake's made the Devil Dog.
Devil dogs are good. Devil dogs are good.
They changed the recipe. It's not the same.
We're at like an hour five.
Okay. You want to call it a day?
Well, you got anything good what's trending or?
I didn't even look because now I'm trying to figure out if I can buy these screwballs.
Yeah. Well,
I don't think I can buy them.
Jimmy Butler is trending with Fetty Wap.
Who's Fetty Wap?
Okay. Jimmy Butler's got a new look. I don't know if it's a tribute to Brittany Griner.
Oh, no. Is she okay?
I think we're trading her for a fourth and seventh round pick. So we're trading Russia.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's official?
There's been some talks. I think Woj is all over it.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, just
dropping
have your
bombs on prisoner swap.
Just have your... that's Jimmy Butler, supposedly.
Good for him.
Look at those.
Wait, are you showing your screen right now? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I
had no comment.
You don't like the dreads?
I like the dreads, but I actually thought you were showing me a picture of Brittany Griner first.
That's awesome.
So I'm sorry to anyone I just made upset.
Look, Brittany Griner lacing him up in a Russian prison court, ready to go 5-on-5 against a guy named Oleg.
Stranger Things is being edited retroactively by Netflix. Is this the beginning of a dangerous TV trend? Hey, I noticed something the other day. So I was watching Scrubs. I had purchased the entire series because I like to watch it and it's hard to find on streaming services. So I was like, fuck it, I'll just buy the whole thing. They've been taking out scenes.
That's not fun. Why?
There's a scene of her and Turk crossed over, and it's basically the Sarah Chalk in blackface, and they removed it.
Oh, because the stuff that would get canceled today.
Yeah, so I found that interesting. But like, so if they're retroactively going back and changing, you know, the edits or something, are they taking out the dead kids or something?
Were there dead kids in Stranger Things?
Yeah, at the beginning.
Oh, I don't remember. That was so long ago.
They had to put up the thing because it was like right after Uvalde. It was a bunch of dead kids in the hospital.
Oh, yeah. That's a slippery slope to get down, but like,
I don't know.
I mean, comedy was different. Life was different back then.
I'm probably the worst person to ask about this because I'm like, look, if we could all just laugh at each other, it'd be a lot different. But I know that's a cancelable statement right there.
No. If we can all laugh at each other, that's probably fine. And like, listen, here's one. If you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it. So guess what? There was blackface in Scrubs 10 years ago. No more blackface in future TV shows. Like, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty easy to say why it's wrong. It always comes back to me. Excuse me. People talk about, pop culture's old shows and things that you can't do anymore. And the first thing that always comes up is Blazing Saddles. Can't do that again. Can't do it again. I think the joke goes right over everybody's head with Blazing Saddles. The whole movie is making fun of racism.
I've never seen it. I think I've seen the part. Is that Gene Wilder?
Gene Wilder, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that part that everyone hates with the KKK members.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're exactly. But I also think 99%
over everyone's head because they don't want to think about it because like sometimes comedy makes you think, right? The whole joke is over everyone's head. Like the joke is a black guy can't do a white man's job in the West, and he winds up saving the city, and the whole town comes around to accepting him when he leaves in the end, right? Like I feel like people are really missing the boat on things sometimes because they just want to get angry, other than thinking about maybe there's a message here.
I think that 99% of the people think the way you and I think, and the normal people with rationale and rational brains think that way. I just think there's a 1% that's a vocal minority that gets so. Fair.
And I would also say, like, if you go back and watch Blazing Saddles, a lot of white people say in the N-word, probably not acceptable nowadays. Definitely not acceptable now. I shouldn't say probably. It's definitely not acceptable nowadays. I don't know. It's just like, you know, I just wish everyone would lighten up a little bit.
You watch what you want to watch, and you don't have to watch what you don't want to watch. And that's what the greatest thing about America. And let's bring it all back home. The greatest thing about America is your free will.
Make America great again.
Oh, man.
Did I ruin it?
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. You know,
let's go, hey. Brandon.
Oh, fuck off. Shit.
Yeah. I feel like we make a lot of jokes at Trump. But I bet you, do you think there's people out there be like, Gary makes a lot of Trump jokes. He's a huge Trump guy.
Well,
do you think
right.
anyone has ever one like tried to figure out like what I actually think about things?
I don't know.
I wonder if there's someone out there.
You got a Blue Lives Matter flag in the background.
No, I don't. It's a New York Islanders flag. Don't put that evil on me.
What, you don't think police lives matter?
Nope, they don't.
Yeah.
I think we should defund them.
You have to say that your dad was a cop.
He was a cop.
Anything
but he
else
wasn't a racist. Possible. I don't know. I can't act. The Loch Ness Monster existence plausible after incredible discovery.
Read that.
Oh my God. All right. Loch Ness Monster could possibly live in Scottish freshwater Loch Ness as an incredible scientific discovery is found. She probably clicked on the article and not just read the headline.
What the fuck was that?
Nessie fans, buckle up as the existence of the Loch Ness Monster may actually be plausible. University study is found. It's not opening. Laddable. Oh, what a name. For a website, Laddable?
Lad Bible. But okay.
Damn it. This is why I got caught on spelling Twitter. The existence of the Loch Ness Monster may just be plausible after all. A university has concluded the following and fascinating discovery. A mythological Scottish beast has been part of folklore for centuries. And there's got to be a way to speed this up. Just tell me what's
going
on.
You want me to take it on?
Okay,
I'm on the article.
However, scientists at the University of Bath, great name, and the University of Portsmouth in the UK, not going to say that in Morocco.
University of Hassan.
Have found small, take that word,
plesiosaur
fossils in a 100-million-year-old river system that is now Morocco's Sahara Desert. Wow. Look at this.
Damn. Yo, is that it? Like what they think Nessie looked like?
That's
just this giant razor sharp teeth with a kind of a smaller alligator body. Damn.
That's just a dinosaur, Kyle. There's a dinosaur that
looks
like
that. That's a plesiosaurus.
But is that what they're called?
They are adapted to tolerate fresh water, possibly even spending their lives there, like today's river dolphin. So this is kind of what like a dolphin became? Or maybe a shark became?
No.
I think
I think
evolution's so cool.
I think this is a killer whale. Look at the markings on it. See that white marking? I think this is what the killer whale became.
Are you looking at the thing that's getting its head beat off?
Yeah, the thing that gets bit off.
That's not the Loch Ness Monster, I don't think.
So the bigger one's the Loch Ness Monster? It's just a Tyrannosaurus Rex that's swimming.
I don't know.
I'm going to need Jeremy Wade to go figure this out.
The hint that these creatures routinely lived and fed in freshwater alongside frogs, crocodiles. Now, sharing the exciting discovery, the University of Bath stated that it makes the existence of Loch Ness plausible, but then added the rather significant caveat that the fossil record suggests that after almost 150 million years, the last plesiosaurus finally died out the same time as the dinosaur 66 million years ago. Maybe you're right. Maybe it is the ugly-looking fat thing that like is not scary at all.
If you were in the water with that, you'd be scared.
That's true.
That's fair, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
Dude, if I'm in the Medford, the beautiful Medford Lakes, and there's a sunny 5 feet from me, I'm like, ew, get away.
Yeah. You know who won't be in the Medford Lakes?
Darius Slay. Sorry, Darius. Remember when I called him soft and he replied to us?
Yeah, I do.
I apologize for that, Darius.
Eh, well, got some hits, got more hits, you know, got as much hits as yours.
I think I've been ratioed 3 times now. I think the Darius was a ratio. A lot of people call me an idiot for that. Spelling Twitter was my biggest ratio. The Carson Wentz take was a ratio.
Kind of. I think people more.
Think people agreed with the Carson Wentz take, and I think they actually enjoyed that.
I do tell.
We should, you know what? September 10th, we're going to tweet that out.
Okay.
Just to remember where we all were just a few years back, how far we've come.
That is true. We have come far.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to the Water Boys podcast. Unless your name is Bruce Springsteen, I can't afford to go see your concert. It makes me very upset. We'll talk to you next week. Presented by Crossing Broad.
Everybody can afford this podcast.
It's free. Mm-hmm.